A reading from the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. O Lord, speak a powerful word in this moment, in the calming of our minds and the longing of our hearts. Anoint the lips of this preacher. Anoint the hearts of these hearers. Speak, O Lord, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. My sisters and brothers, I invite you to consider these words of Scripture, first from the prophet Ezekiel. These words come immediately after Ezekiel's famous vision of the Valley of Dry Bones. Thus says the Lord, I will open your graves and have you rise from them. I will put my spirit in you that you may live. And from the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, and whoever believes in me, even if he or she dies, will live. I want to talk to you about living life to the fullest. I want to talk to you about Jesus, the compassion of God, who offers us new life, even as we walk in this valley of dry bones. I read about a cactus tree in New Mexico called the sorrel cactus. What is amazing about this cactus plant is that its metabolism is so slow. Now, don't miss this. It's dead 7 years before it actually keels over. I bet you know some people like that. Sometimes you may feel like that. The walking dead. Hello, are you there? Wake up to life. And you wonder, can these sorry dry bones live? As Ezekiel walked in the valley of those dry bones, bones were everywhere. God looked at those dry bones and asked Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? I'm sure Ezekiel wanted to say, no way. Ezekiel knew how these dry bones became dry. He knew his community. He knew the sins of his people Israel. Their sins sucked the life out of the community. They worshipped false gods. They did not keep the Sabbath. They committed acts of violence and adultery, acts of injustice against foreigners, widows, and orphans. But Ezekiel also knew Yahweh, the God of the Israelites, a God relentless in compassion and mercy. So when God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel answered, Lord God, you know. In other words, you know the answer to that. All is possible through and with you. And sure enough, the mercy and compassion of God poured forth. And God told Ezekiel to preach and prophesy to those dry bones. God said, tell them to hear the word of the Lord, that God's breath will come upon them and give them new life, that God will cover them with new flesh, and they shall live. Ezekiel preached. The bones began to shake and rattle, and he kept on preaching. The bones began to come together, bone to bone. The hip bone connected to the knee bone, and the knee bone to the leg bone, until all the bones were assembled. But they were still dead. And God told Ezekiel, call on the Spirit, the breath of life. And Ezekiel kept on preaching. And the breath of life came upon those dry bones, and they came to life. In today's gospel, Lazarus is dead for 4 days. Mary and Martha, his sisters, are weeping. Lazarus' dead body is sealed in a tomb with a large stone. Can these dry bones live? Jesus, the compassion of God, the power of God cries out, remove the stone. Mary looks at him and says, but Lord, he's dead for 4 days and the stench will be overwhelming. Jesus cries out again, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus comes to life, bound by the wrappings of the funeral cloth. And Jesus says, untie him and let him go free. As we reflect on ourselves, as we look at this congregation, this neighborhood, this city, this nation, this world, we may ask the Lord, can these dry bones live? Can we as individuals, as a community, as a church, burdened by sin, by fear, by guilt, can the Lord give us new life? What is dead in me that needs to be brought to life? What sin do I need to confess? What person do I need to forgive? What are the ways I am bound and need to be set free? What are some wrappings that I have put on myself? Church, can these dry bones live? Thus says the Lord, I will open your graves and have you rise from them. I will put my spirit in you that you may live. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me shall live. Thank you, God, for the vulnerable yet wonderful gift of life, to be fully alive in you. Thank you that from start to finish our life is precious in your sight. Let us praise the Lord for the gift of life. Thank you, God, that our movement towards death and decay is not the final sentence in our life's story, that by your faithfulness we are born to a new and living hope. Let us praise the Lord for the gift of hope. Thank you, God, for the Spirit that is able to clothe those dead and dry bones with new flesh and give to them the breath of life. Let us praise the Lord for the gift of the Spirit. Thank you, God, that those who believe in Christ Jesus have already passed from death to life and are even now fed with the bread of heaven. We praise you for the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin. Let us praise the Lord for all the saints that have gone before us. Thank you, God, for Jesus, who touched and healed the lame, whose word raised the dead, has come to free us who are afflicted by sorrow and illness, by injustice, by despair, by fear and weakness. God desires to breathe into your heart new life, new hope this day, speaking your name, touching your body, and bringing to new life in you and to you, to this parish, this neighborhood, this nation, this world. Can these dry bones live? Yes, Lord, you know they can, by your power, by your grace. Yes, Lord, these dry bones can live.